So there's a new version out, or there will be if you're seeing this, because currently it's building on the CI pipeline, and if it succeeds, then this will go up to AudioPub. There's a lot that has been changed. You're probably going to want to read the change log. You can boost your volume on any of the channel strips. The volume levels on the home screen. You can applications key shift F10, right click, and then click boost. You can also monitor. Control M is a shortcut for monitoring. If you monitor the master, you get everything as the stream will hear it. There is now rudimentary sound pack support. The sound packs get compiled into their own file format. There is one that comes with it that's kind of baked into the executable. And you'll notice that there's a startup and a shutdown sound now. Don't worry, those can be disabled. I feel like most people will, myself included, but they can be disabled from the sound packs tab of the preferences screen. The sound sources under the scenes and sources tab now work. You can choose which events you want to play. Right now, they are constrained to loading the default sound packs. That will change in the future. Recording is now a thing. You can choose to record independently of streaming. You can record your streams. I am recording right now using PubSplash. I'm not streaming. So you can do that from the home screen. It's right next to the stream button. In the preferences screen under, I think, the archive tab, you can choose where recordings live. You can also choose whether you want your streams archived by default and whether you want your streams recorded by default. So the way that it works is, with those two checkboxes checked, they basically check the boxes in the file set stream info screen. You will also get that screen if you hit start streaming, but you haven't put any info in yet. So those will be checked by default. You can still choose to override that setting and uncheck the box in the start or in the setup stream info screen, if that makes sense. This is just like, hey, if you always want to make sure that your streams are archived, unless you say differently, check that box in the preferences. If you always want to make sure that your streams are locally recorded, check that box in the preferences. You still get the final say on that setup stream info screen. You also get to choose the audio quality now. There is a sound pack creation thing, which is now in the tools menu. Hopefully this shit works in the fully installed version. I have not tested that. I will not be testing that. I'm putting this bitch out and I'm going the fuck to bed because I've been working on this all day today and most of yesterday. What else? Yeah, that's that. There will be more events and stuff in the future, I think. But right now, the sound pack creator tool can create a new pack. You can assign sounds to each event. You have interface sounds, which never go through to the actual stream, and then you have the stream events, which can or cannot. That's your choice. Where you make that choice is when you set up your stream, your sound source. I've also made changes to the way that names come across when you're looking at the different sources on the home bar and on the scenes and sources tab. They look a little bit more decent now. When you have monitoring on and when you have boosting on, that they have labels. So when you tab over a channel strip volume, you will now see if you're monitoring it or if you're boosting it. I would only boost if you have no other choice. I would always recommend that you turn your mic up all the way if it has a knob on the mic, and then turn it up in Windows all the way. And then if you still can't get the volume you want, boost it. You can boost anything is boostable. Any of those sliders is boostable. When you do that, be careful, because if you hit the home button, you will jump straight to 500%. So be careful about that, especially if you're streaming at the time when you do it. If it's not boosted, home will cap you out at 100%. There's more, but yeah, y'all can figure it out. I'm fucked.